beginning of the legislative session, there was a bill that both capped the liability for the sugar industry on how much they would have to pay to clean up the Everglades. Additionally, it eliminated a section of Florida law that prohibits anyone from causing or contributing to the pollution of the Everglades. Well, that was unacceptable. Legislators heard a lot from their constituents, and while they went ahead and passed the bill out of committee within a week or two, people had sat down and negotiated out the bad provisions of the bill, and we ended up with a pretty good bill. That was largely due to the response of ordinary citizens.
As you said, that Everglades bill passed, and that bill will tax sugar growers who farm in the Everglades. Is that the most significant environmental legislation to come out of this legislative session?
Yes, the Everglades bill will be the most significant environmental bill of the legislative session, both because it implements the $880 million plan that was for cleaning up the Everglades that was proposed last summer. It will allow fresh water to move south. It does put a cap on the liability for the sugar industry, but it actually adds about $100 million to what would be spent, you know, from the sugar industry versus the taxpayers. And it also endorses keeping the sugar growers have to do a certain amount of work to clean up their own farms. So that's a good bill.
Former Governor Bob Graham has really been rallying attention to the state's springs, and here in Central Florida, we've got the Wovkiva Springs. Has there been much talk in the legislature about springs and the state's water in this legislative session?
You know, it's been very disappointing, the legislature's response to water policy and to springs themselves. We could have made this legislative session a spring session in which good policy was made to prevent the pollution of springs and to make sure that actions are being taken so that the aquifer recovers and the springs flow. But unfortunately, nothing really is coming out of this legislative session that will help with springs.
This week, a bill that would have created a process for large landowners to take over state conservation lands died in committee. What other bills are environmentalists working on during these last weeks of the session?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that bill, because that was one that really bothered us. That would have allowed an adjacent landowner to simply claim ownership of adjacent parks, forest, or wildlife management areas. I think everyone from the conservationists to the hunters objected to that bill. We really have had to watch this public lands issue both during this legislative session and even outside the legislative session to make sure that the lands, that the one quarter of Florida that's in conservation ownership, doesn't end up getting traded away.
Are you seeing a change of heart among lawmakers? I mean, we're seeing these kinds of legislative measures go through or not go through after years in which growth management laws have been cut and money to water management districts has been cut. Can you quantify this change taking place in the legislature?
What I would say right now is that the leadership of the legislature, the Senate president and the House speaker and the people that are working most closely with them certainly have a more pro-environment point of view compared to the Speaker and the Senate President from the previous years. But we still have this kind of what I would call kind of this Tea Party movement within the legislature that seems to be very much out of touch with ordinary citizens and what citizens want. You know, that idea, there's still an ideological point of view in the legislature that we have too much government and government taxes too much and too many regulations and we own too much land. And I just don't think that's the way that ordinary Floridians think. So while the legislature is changing some, I don't want to declare victory in terms of having a green legislature yet, because I know that some of the younger people in there still have the pretty radical points of view.